Benvenuti cari radioascoltatori, siamo in compagnia di uno degli artisti che si esibirà stasera. Welcome and thank you for being with us.
My name is Ollie, I'm one half of the duo Der Weit Rauschen. We play electronic music, very strongly leaning towards rave music, but it's also improvised, so that's probably why they asked us to play at this jazz festival.
You're obviously doing a kind of a psychedelic electric music, and right now a super classical jazz music is playing, so how do you feel about that?
I love it. I mean, Tommy and me, we both grew up, we used to play a lot of jazz, and I think both of us even played at jazz in Bess once with different formations. So it's not that far. It's just our music kind of developed in another direction, and we're really looking forward to see what happens with the people. You know, we once did this at another jazz festival in Zurich, and it was a proper rave in the end, but no idea.
You're both playing electronic music, but with instruments, right? You're
not really. So Tommy, who used to be a drummer, he plays the keyboard, and me, who used to be a keyboard player, I'm playing drum machines. So we switched roles, and me personally, I don't play any notes anymore. I just have my synthesizer and my sequencers, and yeah, it's all live, but it's the machines that make the music, and I just steer the music into different directions.
How was your band born?
So we're friends since forever. We met in the same town in Langenthal, and we both grew up to be musicians and didn't play together a lot. And somehow we just, both of us, I mean, I grew up also with electronic music, Tommy kind of too, yeah. And it just happened. We just, at some point we were like, let's make a band together. I already played live sets, he already produced music, and it was just a question of time.
You're here in Ticino and playing a rave music in a very quiet festival. We hope that people get mad at some point during the night. I just wanted to ask you, how's the situation for this kind of music in Switzerland? You're based in Zurich, I could understand. How's life for an electronic musician in Switzerland compared to other cities? Why didn't you move to Berlin, for instance?
Yeah, I lived in Berlin for a year. I came back 2 months ago. So, but yeah, it's a little bit harder when you compare it to jazz. It's a little bit harder from the financial perspective because it's still a subculture what we do. So there's even less funding from the state. But it's, you know, it's fine. Clubs are getting more and more. Like young, I feel like the young generation now wants to go to proper raves again. You know, it used to be a lot of minimal micro house thing, which is super cool, which I liked. But it was music that you can drink to and talk to, and this music, what we do, rave music, it forces you to either you like it, you. Or you go away. You cannot stand just standing there, and so this kind of music, it starts to grow again. It's in waves, and the young people, they totally love it.
Is there some bits of your production that you're sure you want to play, or it's gonna be fully improvised?
It's fully improvised. We have absolutely no idea. Maybe it's not gonna be a rave. I have no idea. It really depends on us, how we feel, how we perceive the people. I hope the technician is gonna put the volume up way more, because if not, it's gonna be an ambient concert. So yeah, we'll see. No idea.
Okay, we'll try to convince the technicians. Good luck for your set tonight, and thank you for being with us on the street walk here. We just intercept him by passing by, so we thank you for your time and see you later.